Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Dineen. Today, our guests are Dublin Guitar Quartet and Brad Wells, Artistic Director of the vocal ensemble Room Full of Teeth. Thank you all so much for being with us in the studio today. Room Full of Teeth and Dublin Guitar Quartet are performing tonight at 7:30 in the Dendrinos Chapel at Interlochen. The groups will each perform, and they'll join together in collaboration as well. Brian Bolger, member of Dublin Guitar Quartet, will chat with us a little bit about their group and this collaboration with Room Full of Teeth. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
How did the getting together of your ensembles come about?
Well, it first started way back, I think it was 2014 or 15, when we were involved in a premiere of How Little You Are by Nico in Austin, Texas.
Yes, Nico Mooley.
Yeah, Nico Mooley. Yeah, and we had, who did we have? We had the Texas Guitar Quartet, ourselves, Dublin Guitar Quartet, and the LA Guitar Quartet, which are basically like guitar heroes. So we were very excited about that. And we had Conspirare Choir. So we did that premiere in the bass hall there. And then I thought it might be a good idea, you know, 5 years later, to make a reduction, because it's difficult to get so many guitars together. It's not often you can do that. So just to kind of get the piece serviceable again, I kind of boiled it down to four guitars. And then I told my manager, and he said Room Full of Teeth as the, you know, the vocal collaborators.
Instead of the giant ensemble,
yeah,
Conspirare.
Yes, better balance.
Just what does it take to put together such a collaboration? I'm taking it you arranged it and boiled it down as you...
Yeah.
Do you get together for many, many intensive sessions,
yeah,
or is it more or less than that?
There's been a bit of work with the guitar quartet at home in Dublin. Out in Crumlin, we rehearsed, I don't know how many times, but it was lots of workshops. That doesn't work, this doesn't work, that kind of thing, until we eventually had to end up using, which we kind of knew we were going to use, like loop station pedals and delay pedals to add more voices, because there's some things you couldn't really remove, and only so many things four players can do, regardless of our extra strings and, you know, contrapuntal nature of the guitars. We had to employ some electronics.
And so will we see that on the stage in the Dendrinos Chapel?
Yeah.
It just sounds so fascinating. So that music by Nico Mooley will be on the program in the Dendrinos Chapel tonight. And each group, as I mentioned, will perform their own repertoire as well. And Dublin Guitar Quartet is going to play for us here in the studio. Brian Bolger, Pat Brunnock, Chen Buggle, and Tomas O'Durcoin. Brian, can you tell our listeners about this very, I'll say, unusual piece?
Yeah, well, this is a piece by Bill Canningizer, who incidentally is in the LA Guitar Quartet. So there's a connection there. We played with Bill and his quartet in the premiere of How Little You Are. This is his piece. It's called Gongan. And it's his, he's trying to evoke a Javanese gamelan orchestra. And what we had to do to achieve these sounds is we've got to stick all sorts of artifacts into our guitars. We have toothpicks, matchsticks, crocodile clips, electronic kind of crocodile clips to get the gongy kind of sounds you hear at the start. Am I missing anything else? Paperclip. Tom has a paperclip in his guitar. And that's about it.
Fantastic. And this is Gongan by Bill Canningizer.
Yeah.
Dublin Guitar Quartet on Interlochen Public Radio. Dublin Guitar Quartet on Interlochen Public Radio. That was Gongen by Bill Kannengeiser. Dublin Guitar Quartet and Room Full of Teeth perform this evening in the Dendrinos Chapel Recital Hall at Interlochen. Brad Wells is artistic director of Room Full of Teeth, which is like nothing I've ever heard before, and I'm thinking that could be the case with many of our listeners anyway. It's immediately captivating, and Brad, I just want to ask, how would you describe your group to a person unfamiliar with the ensemble?
I'd say we're a new music vocal ensemble that employs a wide range of vocal techniques and timbres and sounds.
I was just floored, and our listeners will hear this in a moment. The range of different techniques that the group employs will really just open up a new world of sounds you might expect coming out of humans. And I wonder how that fits into the Nico Mooley work that will be on the program with Dublin Guitar Quartet.
So Nico didn't write the piece for Room Full of Teeth. He wrote it for a choir, an amazing choir, Conspirare, in Austin. So there's no expectation of or requirement of any particular distinct techniques away from sort of standard choral or classical singing that you expect. So that won't really play a very evident role in our performing of that piece. On the other hand, I think one thing that's available with Room Full of Teeth, because it's essentially one person on a part, it's an octet of singers, and they're all singing amplified. So those two things allow the individual characteristics of each singer to come forward all the time. And that's not something you get in choirs unless you expressly ask for this singer to sing a solo, but then even then they have to project into a hall, which gets them into a particular technical place where it sounds more sort of classical, tending towards operatic.
We will hear from your second album. We're going to hear a track. Can you tell us about this piece?
This is a piece by Missy Mazzoli called Vesper Sparrow. There are a number of techniques and that sort of infuse this piece. One of the first kind of traditions of singing or technical arenas we looked at back when we started in 2009 was yodeling. And yodeling appears in all sorts of folk traditions around the world, but it also happens in pop music, rock music, folk music. And you'll hear very clean, beautiful yodeling by a number of members of the group. But there's also a kind of rhythmic lower voice grid that builds and permeates the whole piece. And that comes out of study that we did of Sardinian canto a tenore singing. It's an old tradition, typically sung with quartets of men on the island of Sardinia. A lot of kind of nonsense syllables, so a lot of bim-bam in different rhythmic configurations, and it provides a nice propulsion to the piece. So Missy kind of weaves these sounds together that she saw the group studying, and we think it's an exciting piece.
Oh.
Was Vesper Sparrow by Missy Mazzoli, sung by Room Full of Teeth on Interlochen Public Radio. Dublin Quartet and Room Full of Teeth perform tonight in Interlochen's Dendrinos Chapel Recital Hall at 7:30. For more information, you can point your web browser to tickets.interlochen.org or call 276-7800. I'm Nancy Deneen. Thank you for listening. Today's music and conversation was engineered by Michael Culler. This is Interlochen Public Radio.